Today on Real Life Radio.
On the count of three, state your name. One, two, three. The day is going to come when you, your name is going to be called, and Jesus, in front of a bazillion trillion angels, are going to say, "Father, Mungan is mine. He's mine. She's mine."
Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack in a message called "Only God Can Save You Now." Part 4 continues in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, with verses 5 through 11. In every aspect, Jesus was God in the flesh. The Apostle Paul tells us in these verses that Jesus came down to us so we could call him Lord, and he humbled himself so that we might have eternal life. The most important challenge for mankind, however, is found in verse 11. It tells us that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, every thinking mind must consider who God is. Willingly or unwillingly, Jesus will be confessed as Lord. Today on day 3 of this lesson, Pastor Jack tells us there is only one way to give God the glory and honor he deserves, and that is to confess with a humbled heart, a broken spirit, and from a healed mind that Jesus Christ is Lord. And now, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Why? Because Jesus is Lord. That's a fact. Jesus is Lord. A.W. Tozer says, what comes into your mind when we think about God is the most important thing about you. That's a deep statement. Can I read it again? Did you get that? What comes into your mind when you think about God is the most important thing about you. Here's a reality check. For every true follower of Jesus Christ, bowing the knee and confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord is a joy, a privilege, and an honor. It is a joy to submit to that fact. It is a celebration of our hearts. Is that true for you, or is it not true for you? Every single day, the believer desires to bow the knee and confess that Jesus is Lord by how we live. Is that true or false for you? Is this your reality? That do you want to bow and confess every day before your feet even hit the ground that Jesus Christ is Lord? If that's true of you, you're a believer. Okay, now listen, we're almost done. Did my clock stop? Is it that early? Something's wrong. There's a reason. Let's keep going. I mean, this confession reveals the true state of your heart. What of those, church, listen, what of those who can confess that Jesus Christ is Lord? Where does and what does the future hold for them? I wrote some things down. The present reality, and listen, this is for all of us to judge ourselves. The present reality is this. For those who confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, your sins have been forgiven you, says the Bible. Therefore, this is the fundamental basis for why the Christian is to be joyous. 1 John 2:12 says, "I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake." I write to you, little children, because your sins have been forgiven you for his name's sake. What does that mean? This is so cool. It means, bluntly putting it, God the Father is bound to forgive any, all those who confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, because God the Father had an agreement with the Son that whatever the Son paid for, the Father would forgive. Theologically, I told you this a few months ago. Don't run out of the building with your hair on fire. Just write it down and go search it out. Theologically, if we were in a theological think tank right now, because God made the promise to forgive way back in Genesis 3, Jesus is the vehicle or the basis foundation for forgiveness. Those who benefit from it are those who need forgiveness, us. How does this work? In the middle of it all, you have the righteousness of God who has made the promise. Are you with me? You have the depravity and the wretchedness of us sinners. The connecting rod between the two is the sacrifice of the Son of God. In that reality, Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world. In this reality, Jesus Christ died for the promises of God. Jesus died for God to empower the promises. Jesus died for man because we are the lost sinner. Are you with me? These two impossible representations can never come together. Never. One is eternally righteous forever and self-contained. The other is eternally damned and condemned by sin. Jesus brings us together. Jesus died for God. Jesus died for man. Jesus preserves the promises. Jesus provides the benefit of those promises. So the Christian is joyous. Say, I don't feel like it. Doesn't matter how you feel. Do you believe what I just said? It's Bible. Yes. Then you're joyous. Yeah, I don't feel like it. I don't care. Joy is not based on feelings. Happiness is based on feelings. I'm not happy right now because I'm hungry. I will be happy after third because then I'll be full. You know? But I'll have joy. The same amount of joy I have at first is the same amount of joy I'm going to have at third. The present reality is this, that God is with you and I, and he's promised to be with you and I forever. Matthew 28:20, Jesus says, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Wow. Christian, you can never be alone. I mean, let me rephrase that. Christian, you can never be lonely. We seek to be alone now. We try to get alone. Why? Because we want to be with him. Third thing, the present reality is that you and I will stand before him. Listen, accepted, approved of. Oh, are you kidding me? Nope. Listen, you will never find approval in this world. I don't care who you are. You say, no, I find approval in my group. No, you don't. You think you do. Believe me, in your group, there's somebody who has not yet expressed the fact that you are in their disapproval box. No, you don't. We're just the best of the best. You don't know what we've got. You listen here. When it all comes down to the big moment, Christian will have God because he accepts us. Not because of what we are or who we are. He just accepts me as I am. Where'd you get that from? That's Oprah 1-1. I get that. Oprah 1-1. But that ain't Bible. He accepts us because of Jesus. That's it. And listen, that acceptance is, you can't undo that. In Luke chapter 12, verse 8, Jesus said, also I say to you, whoever confesses me before men, him, the Son of Man, also will confess before the angels of God. Oh, man. Raise your hand if you can hear me. On the count of three, state your name. 1, 2, 3. The day is going to come when you, your name is going to be called, and Jesus, in front of a bazillion trillion angels, are going to say, Father, Mungan is mine. He's mine. She's mine. Jesus says, you confess me on earth before people, you tell people about me, there's going to be a day when all the angels are going to be sitting in the grandstands and I'm going to say, Jack is mine. And what is Jack going to do? Jack's going to, yes. I am not going to be stressing out if I'm accepted by him or not. I can give him a billion reasons why I shouldn't be. Listen, would you agree about you? Not me, you. I got me. What's the answer? Ain't no way. And Jesus is going to say, no. Listen, he has truly confessed me as Lord. He has given me his life. What of those who cannot confess that Jesus Christ is Lord? In John chapter 3, verse 19, Jesus said, and this is the condemnation. It's a terrifying word. It means you are condemned. That the light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light. Don't you love, listen, maybe I'm speaking to somebody right now. Don't you love your sin more than God? You just love it. That's why you won't stop it. You love it more. You can't stop it because you don't want to stop it. That's exactly what the Bible says. You love your darkness more than the light because their deeds were evil. For everyone who practices, lives in a life of evil, hates the light and does not come to the light. Isn't it interesting that when the sun goes down, some of the darkest sins of all start to happen? Proverbs chapter 9, verse 17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. Has America forgotten God? Almost altogether, just about. If it weren't for you, the wicked shall be turned into hell. Peter, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, 2 Peter 2, 4. For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but sent them to hell, putting them in chains of darkness to be held for judgment, if he did not spare the ancient world when he brought the flood on its ungodly people, but protected Noah, a preacher of righteousness, and seven others, his family, if he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah by burning them to ashes and made them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly, verse 7, and if he rescued Lot, a righteous man who was distressed by the depraved conduct of lawlessness, for that righteous man living among them day after day was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds he saw and heard. Verse 9, if this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trials and to hold the unrighteous for punishment on the day of judgment. Jude chapter 1, verse 6, and the angels who did not keep their proper domain, interesting term, it's freakish, you guys. The angels who did not remain in their own flesh, but left their own abode, went after strange flesh. He has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day, as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in similar manner to these, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange or unsanctioned, unapproved, disapproved flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Revelation 21, 7. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, that's drug abusers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Matthew 25, 46. And these will go away into everlasting punishment. 2 Thessalonians 2. In flaming fire, bringing judgment on those who do not know God and on those who refuse to obey the good news of the Lord Jesus. They will be punished with eternal destruction, forever separated from the Lord. Revelation 14, 11. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night. Mark 9, 36. Then he, Jesus, took a little child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said to them, verse 37, whoever receives one of these little children in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives, receives not me, but him who sent me. Verse 42, but whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung about his neck and he were thrown into the sea. Jesus is referring to the day of judgment. See, so Jack, those are heavy verses. This is nothing. You know what? This should be spoken of more in church today across America. Judgment's coming, church. Judgment's coming. God says it's coming. Jesus says it's coming. And the division is going to separate mankind. All based on verse 11. Is Jesus Christ Lord? If he is your Lord, then you are living your life, warts and all, victories and failures, ups and downs, but you are living your life to the glory of God the Father. If Jesus Christ is not your Lord, you're living your life to the glory and to the honor of yourself. And you care not about God. And a day will come when your breath stops breathing, your heart stops ticking, your brain stops thinking, and it will be over. And then the real you begins. Oh, I'm not talking reincarnation. I'm talking about you passing from this little temporary world, consciously, fully awake, more aware of anything than you ever have been, into a world of absolute, read the details, absolute darkness, forever falling, completely alone, tormented by flames that emit no light. So painful, Jesus said, that a man in hell will gnash his teeth. The word is to break his teeth off for pain. And where the power of death consumes your body but never consumes your body. And you would say, what in the world? Before you indict God, he says, I never made that place for humans. The Bible says he made it to judge the angels who sinned against him in eternity past. You had better not go there. You had better not find a way to get there. But tragically, without Jesus as Lord, you're well en route. And you need to change the course you're on. Because he's coming. Jesus is coming. And you want to make that decision before death comes for you. Because it's coming. Heavenly Father, Lord, I stand here this morning with a massive level of disgust in my heart about how pathetic my handling of verse 11 is right now. How unworthy it is. That what we are talking about here is an eternal truth that has absolute eternal consequences. And I can only beg for your Holy Spirit to make sense of this message and to put a sense of urgency upon a heart that does not yet know God. I'm going to say what I would say if today is my last day on earth. And who knows? I don't know if it is. Maybe it is. I don't know. But as we play this song here in a moment, I want you to understand something. I'm going to invite you to make a public confession of Jesus Christ today by standing up and coming forward if you want your sins forgiven, if you want to bow your life to him now. And here's the deal. I must do this for the approval of heaven, not for any person. If one person comes forward or 1,000 people come forward or nobody comes forward, do you understand? This is not a Hollywood production. This is an invitation for you to finally wake up and get serious about God. If your heart is being touched by God, the Holy Spirit, you know it right now. I am not going to talk you into making a decision. I will encourage you to obey him. But we'll have a few moments of this song, and I'm going to ask you to get up and come forward to the front of these stairs. If nobody comes up, just know this. Every one of us are making a decision right now. Jesus Christ is Lord, or he is not. That decision is for you to make. In Jesus' name, amen. I always find it awesome at times like this. I always get this picture in my mind. I was sharing with a man in Russia. I'll never forget it. It was at night. It was way high up in one of those flats, apartments. And there was this sight in my mind of a dock, a cruise ship, big cruise ship, sailing off to paradise. And there's a published time, you know, like a train stop. There's a published time of departure. And if you're smart, you want to get on board the boat or the train before it leaves. And you know, you can come running up to the dock, you can, or the tracks, you can have your bags, you can have your sunglasses on, you can have your little drink with the umbrella in it. You don't get on that boat, you're not going anywhere. You just look like an idiot. And the ship's leaving. The invitation goes out. And you know, the invitation would go out even if there was no service here today. The invitation has been going out to your heart and to your mind. God has been telling you about this truth for a long time. He hasn't missed you. You haven't been listening. But these have been listening. And so I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer. It's not a magic prayer. What makes it powerful is, do you mean it? You have to mean it. God, here's the great thing. We could all recite the exact same prayer, and it means nothing except to those who mean it. Somebody can raise their hand and swear an oath to uphold the Constitution or to take the oath of military office or something, and it sounds great. Everybody does it. But it only matters to those who mean it. So you need to mean this right now. So if you're ready, let's pray. For the rest of you, be praying for these. Repeat this prayer if you would. Dear Lord, I'm coming to you now, and I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Wash away all of my past. Create in me a new heart. Give me a new life. I invite you in, because today I confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, in a message called Only God Can Save You Now. Thanks for listening. There is a day when judgment is coming, and the truth is, only God can save you now. We'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
Hey guys, Pastor Jack here, and I am so excited to tell you about a book that, frankly, honestly, I have now gone through twice in my private reading. So please mark it down. It's 100 Bible Verses That Made America. It's authored by Robert Morgan, and it's an incredible book. It covers the defining moments that shaped America and its founding through Scripture. And what's great about this book is that it not only, of course, includes 100 Bible verses, but it's not like the guy made them up. They apply to the moment. And in fact, in some of the situations, it's coming right out of the founding fathers' mouth themselves. Get your copy, please. 100 Bible Verses That Made America by Robert Morgan, and you will not be disappointed.
That's 100 Bible Verses That Made America by Robert Morgan. Available for your gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Have you ever had that feeling that your future is behind you? We often forget about the life that's waiting for us. Instead of focusing on heaven and the freedom we have to pursue Christ, our minds are only on the challenges that we're facing right now. Well, if that sounds like you, we have a great way for you to stay focused on Christ. It's Pastor Jack's desire that your relationship with the Lord takes on a whole new level, and downloading the Real Life mobile app is a great place to start. Everything that Pastor Jack has to offer media-wise is right there on the app, including Real Life TV, podcasts, live streams, and even our very own Real Life radio broadcasts. You need encouragement? Check out Pastor Jack's messages, Bible studies, and weekly devotions. It's all right there at the Real Life with Jack Hibbs mobile app. You can access the Real Life with Jack Hibbs mobile app at the App Store and from our website. That's at jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.